Hey everyone, welcome to Movie Dictionary.
I'm Jean. Now, we have a new term for you today called stunt coordinator. Now, what's a stunt coordinator? Well, stunt is spelled S-T-U-N-T, and of course, coordinator is spelled C-O-O-R-D-I-N-A-T-O-R. Now, that's a stunt coordinator. What does a stunt coordinator do? Well, in the U.S., a stunt coordinator kind of just takes care of some of the little things that go on in a film. Not like it is here in Asia. A stunt coordinator has to take care of big things here in China. For example, when you have 100 people, okay, or 1,000 people sometimes, a stunt coordinator tells them all what to do. And so in the U.S., say a stunt coordinator tells you just to kick. So you just kick. But in China, however, a stunt coordinator tells a whole group of people over here to move over somewhere else. So a stunt coordinator in China is very, very important. It's almost like a director. But in America, the director tells people what to do, and the stunt coordinator kind of just tells for certain stunts. Person's on fire, jumps over here, does whatever, okay? But a stunt coordinator in America, not as important as a stunt coordinator here in China. Big differences, but they're all called the stunt coordinator, okay?
Keep them up and don't try any tricks.
Coming up, American Slang.
Hey, welcome to American Slang. I'm Duran. 今天的影片我们继续锁定那个片子叫 The Planet of the Apes, 决战星球。好了，下面这个场景你会看到是猿人的一次晚宴。那么在晚宴上面会发生什么？一起看。
加不着。
好，来看看今天的美国绿友带给你什么新玩意儿啊？这个句子叫 I've lost my appetite.
Lost my appetite.
对了，这个词组就是 lose one's appetite. 这个词组很长，叫 appetite. Okay, you can say lose your appetite. Just means to stop feeling hungry. Maybe as a result of not feeling very well. 所以这个词组的意思是 appetite 是胃口，那么你把你的胃口丢掉叫 lose one's appetite， 的意思是表示没了食欲，没有了食欲，我们叫 lose one's appetite。 我们来看例句好吗？听好了，第一个例句， Hey, I think drinking too much beer this evening has made me lose my appetite。这个句子的意思是，我想今晚喝的太多啤酒，喝的太多，乃至于我都没有胃口吃东西了。那么这个句子我们再说一遍，叫我认 I think 喝太多啤酒 ，drinking too much beer 哪天 this evening 怎么样 has made me 丢胃口，叫 lose my appetite。来，你在家里面休闲看电视，打发我出去买 pizza。当然没问题，今天我买单 ，my treat， 记不记得刚交过给你？我买回来辛辛苦苦，你却吃不下，我当然失望。于是我问你为什么这样？好，听你的回答是这样的，这个句子叫 ：Hey, Duran, I'm sorry. Watching this horror movie on TV has made me lose my appetite. 好，这个句子的意思是我刚来看了一部 horror movie， 它的意思是恐怖片。我刚才看了部恐怖片，乃至于让我大跌胃口，完全没有兴致再去吃饭。这个短语叫 lose my 什么 lose made me lose my appetite。
加不着。
Lost my appetite。
欢迎继续收看我们的节目，当然了，我们的节目是动感英语。好，下面的片段叫经典对白部分，请进入 I'm Duran。 那么下面的影片里面你会看到 Leo， 记不记得 Leo 我们的主人公，他带领着其他人走上了逃亡之路。我们一起来听一听在路上他们都说些什么。
What is that? the messenger. Keeps an open frequency with my ship so I can talk to them.
My books.
It's radio waves.
Sorcery.
It's not sorcery, it's science. That's contact. Jesus, they're already here.
They must be waiting for me.
The messenger has a holo beacon that'll lead us to them.
Sure,
好，各位来看了上面的片段，学外语了啊！来看第一个句子，第一个句子叫 I have contact. Yes, to have contact is to be in working communication with something or somebody. 来看这个词组，这个词组叫 have contact， 它的意思是跟谁有联络，跟谁有联系叫 have contact。有联系有联络好我们来看例句好来看第一个例句叫 Hey I haven't had any contact with the boss recently So I'm not sure what the company's plans are 难怪这个句子的意思是 Hey 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 我告诉你我先声明最近我跟老板可都没有联系过没有联系过叫 No contact I haven't had contact 跟谁叫 With the boss那么怎么样所以我跟你讲公司最近要搞什么行动和计划我可是 not sure 我可并不知道那么这个句子你来看跟谁没有联系叫 haven't had contact with somebody 好各位我们来看第二个例句我刚一出宿舍好看到你拿一个大箱子我说 hey where are you going 你说告诉你 Duran I'll take off for vacation去度假我说 Hey, what? Vacation? Hey, you should contact with the professor before you leave for your vacation 这句话的意思是 Hey, 你可要小心了你去 vacation 度假可以但是走之前你可要跟教授跟我们的老师说一下对不对跟谁联络一下跟谁说一声我们叫 contact with somebody 所以这个句子你来看它叫Hey, 你本应该这么做叫 You should contact with the professor 怎么样在什么之前叫 Before you leave for your vacation Hey, 各位我们来看第二个句子、啊、第二个从这个片段里面筛选出来的这个句子叫 We are in control now 这个词组叫 Be in control This phrase means to be commanding or directing a situationcontrol 的意思是控制它做动词是控制做名词、哎、这里可是名词因为前面是个介词 in control 意思也是一样的表示在掌控之中我们叫 in control 掌控之中在你的掌握之内好我们来看例句好吗第一个例句听好了 Hey, our company is in control of 6 factories throughout China 这个句子的意思是我们公司不仅有动感英语节目我们在遍及全中国的范围之内还有六家工厂要不要加入我们好这个句子来看有六家工厂属于我们公司那么这个句子我说的是 in control 在掌控之中叫 Our company is in control of 6 factories across or throughout China 好各位我们来看第二个例句 in control 这个句子是 Hey it's very dangerous to drive if you are notTotally in control of the car at all times. 这句话的意思是给你一个忠告，嘿，如果你开车，如果你掌控不了这个车的话，什么叫掌控不了这个车？它是很危险的。It's very dangerous. 什么叫 if you are not in control of the car? 如果你掌控不了车，可能是两个选项。第一，可能是因为路太滑，路面不好走，所以 it's really hard to drive. 也有一个可能是因为你小子不是我是说你朋友你分神了你打电话或者你光顾着看路边的花总之你不注意看你不留神那么我也说你是 are not in control of the car 后面这个 at all times means always 那么这样的话是非常危险的千万不要这么说我们开车的时候要 in control of the car 所以这个句子我们再说一遍好吗这个句子叫 Hey It's very dangerous to drive if you are not in control of the car at all times.
What is that?
It's messenger. Keeps an open frequency with my ship so I can talk to him.
My folks.
It's radio waves.
Sorcery.
It's not sorcery, it's science.
They must be waiting for me.
The messenger has a holo beacon that'll lead us. We're in control now. We're the 800-pound gorilla.
好了，讲完了今天的原点，我们来还是 quick review。在驴里面，你说了一个词，跟你的胃口有关系，叫 lose my appetite， 掉了胃口，丢了胃口，因为我看了一个 horror movie， maybe。好，第二个原点，我们学了一个词，表示跟谁要联系一下。跟谁要通知一下，那个词组叫 have contact with somebody or something， 对吗？走之前你要跟老板说一声，叫 have contact with the boss before。 好，接下去刚刚学会的这个原点叫什么，在你的掌控里面，那个词组叫 in control。 好，别走开，接下去是原声碟。
Hi, welcome to Movie Tunes. I'm Allison. Today we're talking about a song from the movie The Nightmare Before Christmas. It's a fun movie about a town where every day is Halloween. So there's a character in the movie called Jack. Jack, and this song is called Jack's Lament.
Oh, somewhere deep inside of these bones and emptiness began to grow. There's something out there far from my home. A longing.
A lament is when you're very sad about something or very sorry about something and you lament. You're complaining. You're saying, oh, why am I sad? Why is this wrong? Why is my life not better? So Jack, this character in the movie, he sings this song because he's not happy. It's his lament. Oh, somewhere deep inside of these bones, he's a skeleton, he's just made of bones, and he's saying, deep inside my bones, began to grow an emptiness. So he's feeling empty, he's feeling sad. There's no, you know, full, excited happiness in his life. He feels empty. There's something out there, far from my home. He feels, although this town of Halloween is his home, there's something else out there that he wants to explore. A longing that I've never known. When you long for something, you really want it. And it's not like you want something, you know, for lunch because you're hungry. That's not longing. Sometimes you might long for something and not even know what it is. So he's longing for something new, something different. He doesn't even know. So let's listen to the song and find out more about Jack and his lament. See you next time on Action English.
Oh, somewhere deep inside of these bones, an emptiness began to grow. There's something out there far from my home, a longing that I've never known.
I'm the master of fright and a demon of light, and I'll scare you right out of your pants. To a guy in Kentucky, I'm Mr. Unlucky, and I'm known throughout England and France. And since I am dead, I can take off my head to recite Shakespearean quotations. No animal nor man can scream like I can with the fury of my recitations.
But